Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell, the author of The Science of Sales Success. His website is MeasureMax.com. My website is SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. There are a couple of veteran websites that you should be able to find some stuff to help you there on both of those websites. Josh, we're talking about making sure that you know who your customer is, who your profile customer, your ideal customer is, focusing on them and not trying to conquer the world. Use a laser for your strategy, not a shotgun to identify and lock onto these people. And Josh, when I was a salesperson for Xerox years ago, decades ago, I should say probably, I set a little bit of a goal for myself in terms of my own behavior in the marketplace. And I said, if at least somebody, and it didn't matter who, a prospect or a customer, if at least somebody during the week didn't say to me how much they recognized, liked, whatever example they gave, whatever term they used, if they didn't recognize somehow my enthusiasm, that I was operating subpar. And so if I'd go very many days without somebody saying that to me, then I knew I had to step it up a notch, and I would do that. And that was one of the, I always felt like that was one of the things that helped me to be successful in sales. And I think customers need to be saying that back to us, you know, my point is, don't wait. If you're waiting on customers to brag on you, you may be waiting a long time, because that's not how it works. You've got to do something first to get them to brag on you. I mean, something has to be created. You have to create something to make them say those things. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like you have always pointed out, Jim, you got to earn their business. And, you know, one of the challenges that we all have, you know, and we talked about at the very beginning, is you mentioned that, you know, how do you know whether you should stay in an opportunity? Should you get out of one? Should you decide not to do business mm-hmm. with certain customers?
And, or how do you fire a customer?
Right. And here's the way that we look at it, right? You know, to impact productivity, the only way I really know, the surefire way, is how fast can you make a well-informed, what I would call advanced or abandoned decision? Meaning, do I stay with this customer, or do I get rid of them?
Advance or abandon? Is that what you said? Advance or
yes.
abandon?
Advance like or abandon. And I think it's a challenge for most people, because either we stay in too long or get out too early. So what we've come up with, the system that we use, is we have what we call well-defined call for action. They're like measurable events that we ask the customer to do. And if he's not willing to do that, then we know that we probably don't have a well-qualified customer. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, give you some examples of call for actions that they agree to set up a meeting with their boss. They agree to call up one of your references. They mm-hmm. agree to go to a site visit. But some sort of physical activity that shows
a little bit. It's a little bit of homework for them.
Right. Exactly. There you go.
Perfect. I used to do that with my consulting clients. I would ask them to do a little homework between our visits, because if they would do what I asked them to do, and I didn't give them a lot, but if they would do what I asked them to do, that told me that they were going to be a lot more happy about paying my bill when I sent them the invoice.
Exactly. And when you're trying to find out if they're really a qualified customer, the call for actions are just great milestones to know whether you're having movement mm-hmm. in the sales call, just motion. You know, you just
well. See, this is another way to get people to respond to you, customers to respond to you, to start giving you indications about whether they're invested in this relationship or whether they're just doing business with you.
Absolutely. So, what I strongly recommend to the audience is think about what call for actions that you want to ask your customer to do on the first call, the second.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, we all understand that the final call for action is issue a purchase order, right?
Right.
But you got to be able to measure your progress while you're waiting for that
mm-hmm.
to happen.
But I'm really serious about this, folks. If you're waiting on customers to compliment you, to brag on you, to tell you how wonderful you are, that's, you know, then, and if that's not happening, then it's not on them. It's on you, right, Josh?
You have to be black and white about
yeah.
it.
You have to do something to make them express themselves that way. Josh, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Josh
Costell.
Happy Halloween out there.
Thank you. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen. MeasureMax.com is the website. The Science of Sales Success is his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. You're my hero, small business owners. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.